If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap them cheeks. So, babe, hey, ho ho. Zippity poop. Don't say poop. No one ever wanted to hear that word. I remember being disappointed in Americans when I first heard that word. I was like, you fucking disgust me. We're talking about advancing language and you go from poo to poop. It's because they were more likely to invent the word poop because they were more likely to hear the sound of pooping. I don't know. I'm sorry to talk about poop. Welcome to the podcast. Woo! I got this drink. It's called coffee. And I had quite a dilemma with my coffee, deciding what sweeteners to put in it. Like, if I wanted two or three. It's quite a tall coffee. You know, got a big one for the potty. And, like, I was like, I kept going, we'll let fate decide. And I kind of let I got a sweetener thing where you, like, press it and it ejects one. And it goes into your coffee. And, like, I kept pretending to hit it lightly to see if it would do it. To see if fate would give me one extra sweetener today. And I was like, it really didn't want to. And then a third one came out and I went to put them out of the palm of my hand into the cup. And one just spilled on the ground again. And I was like, okay, it really doesn't want me. Destiny is saying two sweeteners. But I just put a third one in anyway. Because I was like, fuck Destiny, yo! Fuck you! I look at Destiny in the eye and I say, not today. So let me just taste it and see if all that shit was worth it. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, yeah. I can actually taste France. France. Why can I taste France? Nescafe. It's Nescafe. I got Nescafe. Why would we want to buy coffee from French people? But it tastes good. That tastes like France. I can taste the France in that, man. Another thing lately is I drink a lot of milk. I drink a lot of milk. But I keep buying the skim stuff. But this time I bought the whole stuff. That 3.5%. Man, if you... Yeah. Yeah, so it's like even richer. Do you know what I mean? It's even more Frenchy. I actually have some French friends. And they say... We play a game and they keep describing the word pears and they keep spelling it wrong. And I don't know if they're doing it as a meme or if they actually don't know how to spell pears, as in if the game says join up in pairs, they spell it like P-E-R-A-S. And I'm like, are you guys trolling me? But at the same time, I don't want to question their intelligence too much. So they're all French. I totally forgot what I was saying, but. Yeah, what a great beverage. Sorry if I totally threw you off there. I feel like I have this string of thoughts, man. When I get so high, I did do a big joint today. Oopsie daisy, and you sort of forget what you're thinking about. You know. Yeah, I guess I'll share some thoughts. Like, got a new audio coming out tomorrow on Reddit, okay? And it is a. It took me so long to edit this thing. And I was like looking around the internet for hours and hours trying to find the best sounds and everything. I hope you guys like it. Because fucking hell, it was so good. it's like, it's not really a sexual experience, if I'm honest with you. It's more of a spiritual experience listening to this audio that I've made. And actually, if I could describe what it is, I'll basically give you behind the scenes. Like, I know I'm intriguing you. Maybe you're listening to this before you've actually heard it. You would be. But this will all make sense. But basically, I got out of bed one day. And this was like 3 weeks ago now. And I just started recording ideas. Okay, I was like, blah, 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 and then, like, none of them made any sense. I was like, I hadn't done any drugs, I swear, I just got out of bed, and I didn't even have tea, you know, I, like, whipped out of bed like a movie, like Tobey Maguire, you know, when he got his spidey powers, and basically, all these different ideas, and I went, and there's 73 different, like, tracks of audio in this 7 minute audio. It's a 7 minute audio. It's Halloween style, like, and basically what it's all about is how the mind works, and to me that's what it's about. I'm looking at it way too deep, but it's very deep if you want to engage in this audio that I'm going to release. Is quite deep, and you can engage in it however you want. Because, like, to me, it's very spiritual, and it talks about, like, having weird tendencies, the ways you think. Do you know what I mean? Like, structures of frames in your mind. When I'm thinking about stuff like addiction and all these weird things, I don't know. It's very fucking deep. See, if you want to go that far, but mainly it's just a psychological horror thing that you're gonna enjoy. Because there's lots of cool moments in it. It's basically like, it's kind of very cinematic, and, you know, because it's like the longest audio I've ever edited, and it's only 7 minutes long. But by far, it took me well over 2 days of being obsessed with it, and then I was still editing it like a week later. So I've been basically speeding up sounds, slowing them down, adding like special effects. Like, I've been on some forums trying to, like, find out good ways of editing the sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I'm doing my... That's, like, today's modern research, by the way. If I was a scholar in the past, I'd be down the local library looking up editing, like, how to manipulate sound waves. But no, you just go and look at an Audacity tutorial. Do you know what I mean? It's pretty simple. But, yeah. I put a lot of work into it, and I really hope... It's felt. It's called the Surrealio Experience. If you haven't, yeah, and I won't spoil anything more. But the idea completely evolved as I actually had to think about how to word the idea, because I wanted my... I've got a friend who does art for me, and he's available all day, every day, whenever I want him to. So, like, it's so convenient for me. And I was thinking, what can I tell this guy? Like, I just give him, like, a bit of money for each piece of art he does. That's why he's so ready for me. And then he made the idea evolve because I had to tell him, like, what I was doing. And then he came back with some art, and I was like, more like this. And then his art inspired me, do you know what I mean? And then it's created this whole... it's actually really an artistic product, basically. That's what I'm kind of getting at. It's, I guess all of it is, you know. I don't really think about that too often, about the artistic, like, quality and all the work that goes on in this community and what I do. And like, you can find some, you know, really touching things. And, yeah, I guess that's nice thought, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Now, let me just get back to France. Nescafe. Oh, that's so nice. I taste nutty, like chocolatey. I think this fast isn't going to be too bad. You know? I was actually just watching Inglourious Basterds. Oh my god. It's a great movie. Great movie, so violent, but I'm getting an extra layer out of it this time. I'm actually really absorbed in the film, and like, seeing it all in HD a bit more, and the amount of work that goes into these films. But the opening scene, what an amazing scene! There's so many moments with their body language and the angles of the camera. That's, you can appreciate all of it when you're watching the film, like for a second time. You're like, holy shit! Like, this is so intimate. And I mean, I've seen it more than twice. You guys should watch Inglourious Basterds if you haven't seen it. It's an amazing film. And actually, like, something kind of, it sounds fucked up, but there's something nostalgic about World War II, right? Because it was like, I don't know, it's just something you learned about as a kid going, whoa, you know? We still feel the impact of that today, I reckon, you know? But yeah, but then again, that's like everything. I wish I got more involved in science, to be honest with you, man. Because I've been watching, I just watched The Theory of Everything with Stephen Hawking. You know, not with him. He wasn't anything, well, he was a lot to do with it, you know. It's the film about him. And that guy's performance is fucking amazing. But Stephen Hawking's life, like, poor guy. You know, when I went and looked up what he actually looked like, because I wasn't, like, when he was younger. And I was like, that looked like a guy in my school who would get bullied, to be honest. But obviously that guy was a fucking super nerd. Where, like, he didn't even study for some exam, and he would get, like, 9 out of the 10 questions but just by waking up. And then, like, everyone else around him couldn't even solve one answer as he's a physicist in Oxford. Like, this guy's an uber nerd. Can you imagine being that much of a nerd? I don't know about you guys, but I never studied throughout my entire life, I feel like. We kind of study in our own way, though, don't we? You know what I'm saying? See, I'm really getting, really just following a completely random path now, but yeah, the Stephen Hawking film is another great film. I guess we're doing film recommendations right now. Speaking of that then, let's keep going. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Oh my god, I'm so invested in this shit. I'm about 3 or 4 episodes in, and there's like a romance going on, and like, yeah, I'm so invested in it. I'm like, ooh. It's very, very good. Very good. Check that out. Cyberpunk Edgerunners. The latest thing I watched was, if I haven't spoken about it, was the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. I have spoken about it. But yeah. And now I need to get on the new shit. On the, what's it? Lord of the Rings and House of the Dragon. I watched Collateral as well recently. Collateral. Oh my god. What's his name? Top Gun. What's his name? Tom Cruise. He's actually intimidating as fuck in that film. Like, he's just like, he's kind of a, but he's kind of likable. Collateral. And Jamie Foxx is in it, and you start getting so invested in this guy, and you can see it the whole time when he's talking about following his dreams, and how he's not following his dreams, driving around in a cab in New York. And that film is amazingly well done. That's a great film. Collateral. We also watched recently Prisoners. I watch films with my brothers because, like, I live with one of them and the other one comes round sometimes. So we sit there on the couches, watch a few films. We watch Prisoners with what's his name? Hugh Jackman. Yeah, Hugh, I was gonna say, who's the other guy? Hugh Laurie. No, Hugh Jackman. Dude, I've never known anyone in real life called Hugh, man. Hugh, man. Hugh Jack. No, he's Hugh Jackman, but Hugh, man. What the fuck? Dude, I wasn't close to any of those posh places of England, to be honest with you. Where it's like, that's Hugh, and over there is Clive. Hugh and Clive, they'll be, they've got their butler's butler with them. Because their butler was actually butlering their other butler. And Hugh and Clive are driving Mercedes Benzes. You're like, okay. Okay, Hugh and Clive. Yeah. Whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat, kid. I just want to taste a bit more of France, if you don't mind. Oh. Honestly, that is one of the best coffees I've had in ages. Maybe I was destined to put three in. I think it's because I'm so hungry. I'm getting like, I'm actually tasting the calories in the coffee, where usually you're eating with something and the coffee is like, it's not quite hitting the stomach. I don't know what you mean, kid. What have you guys been watching lately? I do wonder, because there's so many choices now. Of like, what fucking platform to go for. And like, where you spend your money, and where you do this thing, and where you go this way, and do this. You gotta be like Frank. I've been watching a lot of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What do you guys think about that? Does anyone like that? That is fucking hilarious to me. It's kind of tending to overtake The Office. Like, not on an emotional level, because The Office is like, ooh. You kind of like the characters, don't you? But in Always Sunny, you kind of don't like the characters. But that's kind of what makes you like them. If that'll make sense to you if you've watched the show. They're so unlikable that you actually like them. Yeah. Kind of. I think that's true. Yeah. That's kind of it, I guess, for today. I think it's High School 25. Right? Totally great vibes today. I guess I'll just be watching a bit more stuffies and chilling out, relaxing, all cool, playing some G's, playing some guitars, you know. No problem. Just be wanging one out and stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah. So, if you got to the end of this message, then you should say red pepper message. I like that. Seal of approval for me, kid.